T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Carter Roberts, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, what's up?
So I just want to give you guys the credit because I believe you two were the first to use celebrities or the idea to bring Deshaun Watson. So I don't know if you heard, but Steve Summers in his monologue at night was trying to use rappers that Deshaun Watson listens to,
All right. Like
Lil Uzi, to bring Deshaun Watson. And the morning show, I was taking my kids to work, but I found out that the morning show guys were crediting Steve Summers for using the idea of bringing celebrities to lure Deshaun Watson to the Jets. Never mentioned you guys whatsoever. So I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Listen, it's what I mean. I don't know. I guess it just happens around here a lot. We do something, and other people just think it's really cool to do it. They wish they'd come up with it. So then they do it with no actual, you know, attributing of where the original idea came from. Listen, what are we going to do? Here's the reality. If you hear it, as long as you guys all know where it came from, then that's what it is. That's all.
Yeah, I got no problem with the schmooze.
Listen, I didn't hear
schmooze
it today.
Listens all day. Probably didn't even realize he was doing it.
You know what I mean? I'm sure he was well aware of it.
No, I mean, he listens all day.
Yeah.
He probably subconsciously
subconsciously That's came up with right. the idea of having That's random celebrities right. welcome to Deshaun Watson at the time.
Subconsciously
did exactly what we did.
Word for word. Okay.
Listen, it happens. You listen to other shows in the marketplace, they do it also. You know. So
do you listen to other shows in the marketplace?
No, but yeah, everyone's a rat. People tell me all the time what's
true.
Going on.
Twitter is one big tell-on service.
Rat fest. That's all Twitter is.
I'm going to tell on you. I'm going to tell on you. Did you hear about I'm going to tell on you? That's all it is.
Yeah. Twitter's just like being a 12-year-old girl. That's what it is. Can you believe what he just said? Do you know what he just said? And here's the other thing about Twitter. So most times people on Twitter that do that, also don't get the joke when there's a joke to be had. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they take everything quite literally.
Yes.
And part of that's because the spoken word is different than the written word.
Oh, definitely.
So that is part of it. But let's just be honest. You're all a bunch of rats.
It's true.
That's what you are.
But you do it sometimes, too, don't you?
No, I do not.
There's never a...
I
don't mean now, but I mean...
No, sir.
On Twitter, there's never a moment where you rat someone else out. And you didn't even mean to do it. It just happened.
No. Listen, I get in fight with people on Twitter.
Right.
So I'll call people out if they say something or do something. But I'm not a rat on Twitter.
Okay.
I don't say, hey, just so you know, the morning guys, the after, you know, the midnight guys, this guy, that guy. No. But I'll come at you.
Gotcha.
I'll accuse you of doing it, but that's not being a rat.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I'm just clarifying
that's
what
being
it is.
A man. That's what that is. Call you, I'm a man.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's that. Yeah, so I'll give you an example.
Give me an example.
Someone today sends me a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
He's upset with Boomer and Gio and Al Dukes of them.
For what?
Because they did a segment today on Rick Springfield. They stole that from you guys. Why would they talk about Rick Springfield? So that guy's a rat. But here's the deal.
Right.
And I didn't hear it. But Al Dukes, it's his personal experience when he sent grilled octopus to Rick Springfield and then massaged his man chest.
Right.
So the guys heard that story on the show Of course they asked him about
that's,
it.
That's interstation.
Yeah.
We're talking about each other.
That wasn't, hey, Boomer, you know, it's the 40th anniversary of Jesse's Girl. Do you know why do you know the story behind Jesse's Girl?
Right.
Yeah, that would be different.
Or putting Rick Springfield on and saying, let's only ask him a question each. But that didn't happen.
Right. They asked Al Dukes to explain the story about when he man-touched and sent grilled octopus to Rick Springfield's table.
Yes.
All good.
All good, man.
But you're all a bunch of rats.
That's right. So someone tried to rat out them for talking about Al Dukes' story as if, like, that's stolen or something? That is ratty.
I even got an update on the weasel.
An update?
The weasel is very, very upset about what's taking place and is beside himself.
How do you know that?
Because the weasel, behind the scenes, has read every single thing written about him on Twitter. Mm-hmm. By the way, I do too, typically. And he has reached out to certain people.
Who?
I'm not telling you that.
Oh, okay.
He has reached out to people upset with them that they took our side in the squabble.
Oh.
Wah! Why are you agreeing with them? Wah! Yeah. How about that? Yeah. Very upset. And even had one of the worst excuses I've ever heard for why he reported Mina Kimes' story.
Are you going to share it?
I am going to share this one.
Suspense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I love this. So, you guys all know the story already, obviously. But one of the questions we had was, why is he reporting her story?
Right.
Why is he taking credit for it? Why is it on his byline? Why did he report it first and then say that she helped out with the reporting? So you know what his excuse for that is?
What's that?
Your boy, the weasel, Jeff Passan, is now telling people that the only reason he got involved with the story and is taking credit and doing all the stuff he's doing, he's claiming that Mina Kimes asked him to because she was busy doing an NFL live show and couldn't do it herself. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, is whatever the NFL show she might be a part of, is that on 24/7, 365? Do they not take breaks or commercials or go home and come back and do another episode? That's how he's defending. It's like, it's so obvious that everything we said about him was accurate and that he's guilty of what we accused him of, because now he's reaching out to other members of the media and trying to explain his actions to them so that they don't think differently about him,
mm-hmm.
right? And they should, because he, marginalized a female reporter. And his excuse for it is, I had to do it. She couldn't do it because she was hosting a TV show. What? Was there some kind of ticking time bomb that the release had to go out while she was on TV? It couldn't go out before she did the show. It couldn't go out after she did the show. And you were the only person capable of putting it out. And you didn't put it out for her. You put it out instead of her, you animal. You weasel.
And that was sent to you.
Dude, he's reaching out to members of the media who acknowledge that what he and ESPN did was wrong and trying to defend what he did by saying, I did her a favor, essentially. Come on, man. Just take the loss. Move on. Go break a story that someone signed the contract.
Yeah, like Trevor Bauer.
Yeah. Like, the best thing the weasel can do is to break Trevor Bauer to the Mets. Because then everyone would forget about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jeff Passan had that. The weasel got it. Yeah, but I guess we already put it out there now. So. But yeah, that's what he's telling people behind the scenes.
Interesting.
And he's very upset with people who have taken our side in that debate.
Mm.
Wah! So that's your update on the weasel. Oh, pathetic.
Thank you.
Absolutely pathetic. Let me see the exact line it was. Hold on. The exact line was... Dun, 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 dun. Hang on a second. Yeah, that he promoted the piece because she had to be on NFL Live. Yeah. He didn't promote her piece. He said, here's my piece. I wonder if he did it knowing that she was on NFL Live so that she couldn't, for like a half hour, get in on it. So he took all the credit for the 30 minutes she was on TV. That'd be really dastardly, but that'd be exactly something that no good weasel would do. How about that?
It's a further development right there. I didn't know that.
How about that? Anyway, so then there you go.
You are so happy when you attack.
I like winning. I'm happy when I win.
I mean, I've never seen you that smile, that that glee
because
that you have.
No one else had the balls to call him on the BS. Everyone thinks, ooh, he works for ESPN. We better back off. I don't come from that line of thinking. That's all. I don't. And some of my best friends work at ESPN. So I have no angst against them as a network.
Best friends. Don't use that line.
No, some of my best friends are employed by ESPN.
Okay.
So I have no issue with them as a company.
No,
they're a great company, other than when they're laying off half the staff.
Jeez.
Right? I mean, they're great. Disney's great. I read Robert Iger's book when I was away. Phenomenal guy. Fascinating story. But in this one case, they hired a weasel. That's all. By the way, Yahoo's the happiest group in America. Thank God they stole the weasel away from us.
They can't be too happy.
He's actually upset with other people in the industry that they didn't take his side blindly. What a douche. Unbelievable. Here's, what am I doing here? What are you doing here? What are we doing
What am
here?
I doing here?
At the end of the day, we're all irrelevant. We're only here for a moment in time.
Dude, it's amazing that you say that. I am obsessed now with planets. I'm obsessed now with the solar system.
Great.
That statement couldn't be more true. When you think about how little time we spend in this universe, in this solar system, it's humbling, man. Like,
not really.
Think about it. Is the Earth.
Are you you're humbled by the universe?
How can you not be? How can you not be? Like, the planet itself has only been around for a few hundred billion years.
It's a lot of
years. That's it. Then. What about before that?
It's a lot of years.
What about what Venus used to look like?
No, no.
And Mercury used to look like?
There was none of that stuff. Didn't exist.
Yes, it did.
No.
Oh, it did.
No.
Yes.
Well.
And before that, you know what existed,
Just
Greg?
Learned your religious beliefs.
Something existed before that.
I know.
You know what my religious beliefs are?
Yeah, you don't believe in anything.
Nothing. Exactly.
Right. You don't believe in a higher power?
No, I believe in science. And I'm telling you, these
science.
Planets have been around hundreds of billions of years. And you know what was around before that? Other freaking planets.
God, I think the Earth is only
beginning.
The Earth is only 4.5 billion years.
Yeah, it's old. By the way,
I was thinking about
hundreds of millions.
I was thinking about Mercury. My apologies. And how it was affected.
So you think
it's
science
about halfway through its living cycle?
You think science belies the notion of there being something else?
In my opinion,
yeah,
dude, I'm a crazy man. You don't want to know my opinions. You just don't want to know.
I asked you.
Nah, you don't want to know.
You don't want to go down.
You
that
don't want to, Craig. You don't want to go
don't
down that road.
You don't
want to
see the depths of my soul.
If you saw
I'm
the depths,
heathen.
I am majorly a heathen. But dude, it's humbling. Yeah. We're so tiny. We're so small.
But
we're
I disagree with that.
Dust in
no,
the whole
I disagree with that. Because each one of us can make such a major impact, positively or negatively, on so many other people. We're not speck of dust.
But Craig, you're not. No,
we,
no, no, no.
Our lives leave an imprint and affect others for hundreds, if not thousands of years, ultimately. So the question is, what do you do with that time so that whatever legacy Evan Roberts leaves, it has the most positive impact on as many people as possible.
I get what
you're
saying.
You're not irrelevant.
No, no, I'm not.
Why
saying,
do you come to work every
no,
day?
I'm not saying we're
you're irrelevant.
I'm not. I'm
right.
saying that when you think about how large and infinite everything is around us.
Is it, though?
It is.
Is it, though?
Have you looked into the sky?
I don't know what's up there.
I'm telling you.
How do you know?
Because I've read what scientists and astronomers tell me.
Now you're reading the...
And I believe them.
You're reading the written word of a man.
I'm reading the written word of experts. And they tell me there are millions and billions of suns.
Is that right?
And those are stars. They're suns who have planets. There's hundreds of millions of other planets.
Is that right?
Craig, what I'm trying to tell you...
I don't know what you're
I'm
saying.
What I'm trying to tell you is...
Yeah, good.
We're not alone.
We're not alone.
We are not alone.
By the way, real quick, I know we have to take a break. I apologize. We'll be late for JJ. Here's the deal.
What?
There was I want to say Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe there are UFOs and that extraterrestrials have been here. and probably come more frequently than we care to admit.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look this up. No joke. There is a elementary school, or the equivalent of that, in a small little village in Nigeria.
Okay.
Okay? All the kids were messing around, as kids do in elementary school. And they all claim that a UFO landed on the property of this elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
They interviewed each kid separately so they couldn't be swayed by another one of the children. Each one of the kids described to the exact manner of describing something, what they saw. Every description was the same.
Wow.
They claimed to have seen a UFO ship and two Martians, or whatever term you want to use, came out of the
what
ship.
Politically correct term should
I don't know what it is.
Whatever
describe
it is. A Martian.
What did I describe it?
An
extraterrestrial.
Oh, there you go. That's the politically correct
term. Two of them
term?
Came out, and they right. described them, how you know they didn't have, you know, how their faces looked like. Right, they didn't right. have noses and whatever it was. Right. And they described them.
Yeah.
Now, many people just write it off as the imagination of a kid. It was every kid.
Every kid said it. Right.
Fast forward, these kids are now adults. So someone decided to, just on a whim, let me go find all these people now.
Right, right.
And see what they each individually remember about that story umpteen years ago. And I think they found about 20 or so, I could be wrong on the number, but ballpark, of these kids who are now adults, and sat down and interviewed each one of them. Each one of them told the exact same story.
Crazy.
It exists. It happened. I believe it as fact.
I'm not arguing with you.
But don't ever sell yourself short.
It's not selling us short as humans. It's not selling myself short. It's not selling you short. I get it. We are here, and it's important, and it matters. All I'm saying is it is humbling to see what's around us and how long our history, not even as humans, but as a planet, as a solar system is, and how... like, there was no beginning and there's no end. That's crazy. That's mind-boggling. It's psychedelic, bro.
It's psychedelic.
Psychedelic? It's psycho-freaking-delic. And this all started...
he was smoking a doobie.
This all started simply because my four-year-old wanted to know what it's like on Venus. Wanted to know what it's like on Mars. And instead of coming up with a fake story like you suggested, I needed to know. And that knowledge has turned me into... you know what I was doing at 2 a.m. last night? I was watching a live video feed of Mars. It's on there. It's on YouTube. Go watch it.
You're yelling again.
It's psychedelic, man. Yeah. And then you look up into the sky at night.
Yeah.
And you see all of these stars. And doesn't each star has a story, Greg?
No, it doesn't.
Each star has a story.
No, it's not. And you can't buy a star or own a star.
Dude,
so don't get caught up in that scam either.
Each star
has... Evan Roberts probably bought a star for his kids and named it. Yeah.
He never did that. You know why? I have too much respect for the stars. I would never do that.
Is that right?
Each star has a story, man.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Think about all the planets and all the... other creatures in this world.
There are no other creatures on these planets. Life doesn't exist on them.
You just said that it did.
Yeah, just not on one of the nine planets. It exists somewhere else.
I'm talking about the stars.
Who knows?
I'm talking about the sun. That's what I'm talking about.
Listen, I suggest you do two things.
Crazy,
when you go home tonight.
I want to cry when I think
about
it.
I want you to watch Buckaroo Banzai in the Fifth Dimension.
Okay,
very important film for you. And I want you to listen to the music of Leandria Johnson.
Okay?
Go check out Leandria Johnson. I want you to listen to her sing. I want you to let her serenade you the entire way home tonight. All of you, feel free. Leandria Johnson. And then you can tell me how you feel about the planet.
Can
okay?
I just show you something?
No, we got to take a break.
I want to show you something. This is Mars Live, bro.
Yeah, it's not all that impressive.
It's a planet.
Yes.
Another planet.
Essentially, the moon's a planet to us, right?
Not really.
Yeah, it's a big round rock.
Yeah, but it doesn't
there's
orbit
nothing
the sun,
on it.
So it's not.
There's nothing on it.
I get it, but
Mars.
Look at that. That's Mars, man.
Great.
I'm looking at Mars Live.
Are you?
Do you think YouTube's lying to me? Do you think NASA's lying to me right now when
I
they
do.
Say this
I
is
do.
A live
yeah.
feed from the rover
right.
that's it's called
okay.
the Red Planet Exploration?
Real quick, and then we'll take
this.
The break. Okay, you think you're looking at Mars right there.
Yeah.
Explain this to me very quickly.
Go ahead.
All right? And if you need the break to consider it, please take the time so you don't just give me a flippant answer.
Mm-hmm.
How are you possibly looking at a live shot of Mars and CBS couldn't give me the first 10 minutes of the Chiefs playoff game on Sunday? When you can reconcile that in your brain, get back to all of us.
I have an answer.
Yeah, I'm sitting there for 15 minutes looking at a black screen and you're looking at a live video of Mars. What's next? Carl Ravitch's hair is real? Please.
Well, it is.
877-337-6666. Yeah, okay. Live shots of Mars.
Look at this.
Yeah. Chiefs. Hey, why did I miss the Chiefs first touchdown? Oh, because all of our technology is being used on showing pictures of Mars, which, by the way, nothing ever happens.
NASA, baby. Yeah, they NASA. Know what they're doing.
NASA. Okay.
Look that's at right. this, man.
Wake me when somebody walks in front of the camera and goes, hi.
Well, then that would prove it's not Mars.
Why? Maybe there's Martians on Mars?
There's no Martians on Mars.
Right. And there's no CBS for the first 20 minutes of the Chiefs playoff game either.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Oh, it was good, man.
You ate that prosciutto and messed with your neurons.
All you got to do is take a look at space, take a look at other planets, take a look at the stars. It's going to do it to you. I'm telling you. Just
By
try
way,
it tonight. Try it tonight.
We put a tweet out just now using the meme of Bernie Sanders with the mittens on.
Yes.
Told you about who wears mittens and who doesn't wear mittens. So we have him in studio with us.
Look,
so
Bernie wanted to be warm at the inauguration.
You ain't lying.
And he went all in on that, that's for sure.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying.
I think we have a new place to put him for a meme, though. Just imagine
Mars?
Evan watching the Mars video and then Bernie sitting in Mars.
And then he comes back.
That would be funny. What's going on Mars today, Evan? Oh, Bernie Sanders is there.
I mean, look at it. Look at this. Look at Mars, man.
Yeah, it's nothing. There's nothing to look at.
Yeah, but it's crazy. Isn't it crazy to think that's another planet?
No, I prefer watching are the the blue planet stuff. That stuff's good because it's the planet I live on.
Oh,
so it's much more interesting to see crazy stuff in the desert and on underwater and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. Those shows are great. And was it Richard Attenborough, Rotten Love? What you don't know is that on the Serengeti. There's a small little field mouse that has lived for millions of years amongst the animals. And they got some cameras like in the little field mouse's house. It's crazy.
No, that stuff's cool too. Don't get me
crazy
wrong.
Crazy stuff. Warren.
That's cool.
Warren, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, Evan, you started sounding like...
I got to let you go, kid. You have a terrible, like, old school dial-up connection. So we got to let you go on that. Sorry. Got to let you go. But you call back anytime, all right? Here's Danny in Staten Island. Danny, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I do have a sports call. I don't know if you guys are ready for it, but what an interesting 45 minutes on hold. But I'll go to sports. Listen, the fact that they don't know yet whether there's going to be a DH in the National League January 21st, it's crazy.
It's an embarrassment is what it is. It's an embarrassment.
Who are you blame for it?
I don't care who to blame for it. I mean,
good answer.
It's not my responsibility.
No, I agree with you.
To blame... You know, the commissioner's in charge, so he's got to figure out who to blame for.
I agree with him.
For years, the National League teams are at a complete disadvantage. When you play interleague play, if you don't have somebody on your roster that they have a DH, that's their full-time position. National League doesn't. It's always been a disadvantage. But to not know at this point, how do you plan? And just one more thing, Evan, I really can't get behind letting Brandon Nimmo be the center fielder in 2020.
I'm
DH,
not.
No DH.
Most people think, I don't know why they think it, but there are the people that you might respect that talk baseball. I was checking out Cody Decker's stuff earlier.
Yep.
There is a belief that Jackie Bradley Jr. is almost certainly going to be a Met. Now, I can't back that up. That's just what people are saying.
Look, the way I've used center field is this. Jackie Bradley Jr. is an ideal fit because he's a free agent. You pay him the money, he's here. Trading for a right-handed bat who gives you solid defense in center field is fine. And I think that would fit our last caller's feeling of not just truly relying on Brandon Nimmo being an everyday center fielder. I think they need to improve their defense in center field. Now, his point is right on, and I thought he gave a really honest answer that a fan would give. I don't care who to blame. Like, it's a great response. I don't care.
But
get it done.
This is why I ask who's to blame.
Right.
Whoever you want to blame... Is the person responsible? Who's responsible?
Well,
or is there not a person responsible?
I will tell you who I think is responsible.
I know where you're going to go.
I think the owners and the commissioner are responsible for this reason.
Okay.
Hear me out. If they announce tomorrow there's a DH, it's happening. What happens to certain free agents? They get paid more.
Sure.
Bingo. End of story. Drop mic. So if you're the, I guess I'm not done. If you're the commissioner or you're the owners,
yeah.
You wouldn't want it to be known there's a DH because it will cost extra money as opposed to announcing it 2 days before the season starts. And that's exactly what they're going to do. You can write that down, where it's too late to spend money on free agents to be your potential
DH. How does that benefit the commissioner?
It benefits the owners in that they're not spending money. But and they're bringing money down on players.
Doesn't benefit the commissioner. Unless the commissioner you think works. He only works by the proxy of the owners only.
Well, yeah, you're correct.
But he doesn't.
Yeah.
The commissioner's job is to see what's best for the sport, the health of the sport.
And this isn't an attack
now,
on...
Now, he's appointed by the owners,
the commissioner,
so I don't deny that.
Works
but.
For the owners, Craig. It's always been that way. It's been that way for Bud Selig. In fact, he was an owner. And so, look, it's not about appointing blame, because I agree with our last caller. It's a joke that we are sitting here weeks before spring training, the offseason is going on its course, and we don't know the rules.
I don't disagree
with
you.
That's ridiculous.
Especially as there are free agents out there and signings that have to happen, and there was arbitration that just ended a couple days ago, and the amount of money that you think a guy is worth might be dependent. Granted, it's only one position, but it's still one position.
Now, I will say this to the Met fans out there. I think the Mets are best equipped to deal with this because I know this is something you'll make fun of, but it's true. There are times when I can't sleep at night, and I go over the Met lineup in my head.
You do
that?
It's not just staring at planets?
It's not that I do that. I've been doing that lately. Sometimes it's WWE Network. There's various things. But I think of the Met lineup, and you know what I do? I think of two lineups. I think of the DH lineup and the non-DH lineup. And the Mets are going to be fine either way because they have a perfect DH plan. If they have a DH, Dom Smith's the first baseman, Pete Alonso's the DH. That's it. It's over. If there is no DH, it means Dom Smith's going to have to play an awful lot of left field. But it's important for Major League Baseball to figure this out. It's a bad look. It really is, Craig.
So, you have to imagine they know that.
Then do something about it.
Okay. Well, who do you want to do something about it?
The commissioner and the owners and the Players Association.
Don't the players have to agree with it, whatever it is, right?
The players want the DH,
okay,
bro.
So let's sit down at a table. How hard could that possibly be? But you do need all three.
You don't
even need the commissioner, really. You need the owners and the players to come up with an agreement.
Here's what I would say.
Apparently that hasn't happened yet.
There should be conversations about the start of this season. A, do they plan on playing 162? As of this moment, they do.
Right.
Do they plan on adding playoff teams? Sort that out. It was a slap in the face to fans last year when 6 hours before first pitch, they announced that there are going to be more playoff teams.
You have to give last year. You have to give a break last year because of COVID and all the crap.
Do it
last
2 weeks ahead. 2 weeks ahead of time would have been better than 6 hours.
I agree.
And here we are. We're about to enter spring training. Like, we're weeks away from spring training. Are we going to have our normal rules? Or are they changing them? And if you're going to, just tell us. My opinion on the DH is irrelevant right now. I'm not giving it. It's irrelevant to the conversation. My view is, just tell us what the deal is, man. Imagine in the NBA if they said, we're not sure if there's going to be a three-point line. We'll let you know. What? Don't you build your team based on strengths and weaknesses?
Of course. By the way, I agree with everything you said.
Thank you.
I just think both sides are to blame. It's not the commissioner, even. The commissioner, again, is not the king. He's not the czar. The players and the owners have to agree to
here's,
it.
Here's the,
so the
here's
real question is, who's in charge of the players' union?
Tony Clark.
Who represents the owners? There's a few, but, well, the commissioner doesn't determine what the answer is on DH. The owners have to vote on that.
No, the DH, look, here's why I put the blame more on the owners and Rob Manfred. Right now, there are rules for 2021. There are rules.
Right.
There is no DH in the National League.
Okay.
There are 5 playoff teams in each league. That's it. The only way this will change is when the owners and the commissioner go to the players and
say, here's a presentation on something different.
So it's not really incumbent on the players.
Hold on.
Because the players
already
have a deal.
So just to play devil's advocate.
Go ahead.
There is a deal that is already in place.
Final year of the
season. No DH in the National League.
Yes.
So what are we crying about?
Because we expect that the owners are going to go to the players weeks before the season to say, we want extra playoff teams. The players are going to respond by saying, you have to give us something. And the owners will say, okay, we'll give you the DH.
Hey, let me ask you
and
this question. Let me stop
deal.
You point by point.
Yes.
Because I'm asking.
Yeah.
Why would the players be opposed to more playoff teams, fundamentally?
Because it's like any negotiation, man. It's not that they're against it. It would be that if we're giving you something that's beneficial to you, and it is more beneficial, I think, to the owners, give us something. And it's not that difficult of a negotiation because the owners are willing to give the players the DH. So it's not like it's a contentious negotiation. Next year will be contentious. It's more like stop dancing around it. Either do it or don't do it. And a lot of us are skeptical, not just me and fans that are listening. GMs are skeptical that they're going to go to them in March to say, we want to cut down on games. That could be a part of it too. And we've had that debate before. It's not even the point. And in return for that, they're going to offer the DH. Do it now. So we all know what the deal is going into the start of the year.
Yeah, I hear you. I think my gut would be if they knew for sure they could start on time and not lose umpteen games, and let's be honest about it, there are going to be games canceled this year because of COVID. It's going to happen. It has to happen. Too many people are involved in travel and on the roster and working for teams. It is inevitable that there's a three-game series that is postponed to another day because of COVID concerns. There's no way we are going through an entire baseball season without some COVID stoppages. I just don't possibly see it based on the how the vaccine's getting out there. And I do not believe that baseball players or any other athletes should go to the front of the line for the vaccine. When it's available to everyone, you should get it. If you have the ability to get it legally without cutting the line and it's available to you, God bless you. I know every state is different. Like, for example, if you play for the Mets or Yankees, the teams we care the most about, New York State's got one set of rules for when you would be eligible to get the vaccine. And if you play for the Chicago Cubs or the White Sox, they got a different set of rules for when you'd be eligible to get the vaccine, much like if you play for the Phillies or the Marlins, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, of course.
So there's nothing universal about that. That's just the way it is when it comes to the vaccine. There is the chance that the owners have not yet come forward because they just don't know. They don't know what the season start is going to be based on medicine.
I agree with you, but here's
the
problem with that.
So I think there's a chance.
But Craig,
they want to hold out to the last minute. So when they do approach the union, whether it's through the commissioner or they all get together, however they do it, with the most amount of factual knowledge in front of them, so then they can say, here's where we're at. Here's realistically where we think we're going to be 30, 60, 90 days down the line. Let's work something out based on the latest possible moment of fact.
Here's the problem with that. I get that. We are weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting. You can't ask these guys to report to spring training, get there, go through the protocols, start working out, and say, we don't want to start the year till May. You can't do that. If you want to start the year in May, then don't make guys travel and report in the middle of February. My only point is, figure it out. Talk about it now. I get it. The country, especially in different states, may look different in terms of the vaccine and the virus 2 months from now. I acknowledge that. But there should be conversations about it.
I agree.
And it's not good for the sport to have this unknown out there.
Just because it's not out there, do you not think that Tony Clark and Rob Manfred and select owners have not been talking about it? They have to be, right? We may not know about it, but
I think their relationship is so bad based on what we saw last year that it would not surprise me if there's radio silence.
All right, and I don't know the answer either.
No,
I'd be
I'm
surprised. I'd be surprised if there's not some level of cooperation.
They may be talking, but it's a bad look that we are here and we don't know if there's going to be a DH. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. There's going to be a DH. In my
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.